Get ready to be inspired. This is Miles of Impact.
Welcome back to Miles of Impact. I'm Jeremy Bell, and today we're going to be diving into an exciting opportunity for local youth groups and Cub Scout packs, and that is day camp at Camp Mapledale. I've got two fantastic guests today, Nicole Johnson, who is here to tell us about the program, and her program director, Claire Robinson. Let's start by getting to know our guests a little bit better. Nicole, can you share with us a little bit more about your background, both in scouting and perhaps at Camp Mapledale?
I've been in scouting about 19 years. I knew nothing about it when I started. I started off as a Cub Scout leader, loved it. Actually, would probably go back to Cub Scouts if I wasn't where I'm at in scouting right now. I enjoyed the playing and learning without realizing you were learning. And I am currently a scoutmaster of a girls' scouting troop. And then, of course, I'm the camp director at Mapledale. And I think this is my fifth year, maybe my sixth summer, and I've been at camp about 17 years.
That's quite the experience. I love how you started off with Cub Scouts.
Me too.
And that's what we're here talking about today, is these kids and day camp. Now, Claire, tell us about yourself.
So I grew up with, scouting was a huge part of my childhood. My dad was really invested in my grandfather also. So I'm a multi-generation scouter. So I grew up as a little girl with my parents as Cub Scout leaders. And of course, that the program wasn't available to little girls. So I tagged along with my older brothers and had a good time with those same sneaky learning opportunities that Nicole talked about, where you learn things without really realizing that you're learning. Then fast forward several decades, and I became a Cub Scout leader and also, you know, remembered, had fond memories from my childhood, but didn't know much about it as a leader on the leader side. So delved into it and grew to love it. Eventually, I've served with all of the Cub Scout age kids, and I have three of my children who are involved in Scouts or have been involved in Scouts. So it's just been kind of a decades long process, but most recently, the last 15 years, primarily with, you know, my formative years. And then the last 15 years, it's been a lot more front center.
Well, you both are very experienced. So our listeners, as they prepare to come to camp, I assure you that you are in good hands with Nicole and Claire. Now, some of our listeners, well, all of our listeners, they've signed up to go to Camp Mapledale, but some of them may not know where Camp Mapledale is. Nicole, can you describe to us where Camp Mapledale is?
Mapledale is in Payson Canyon in southern Utah County. It's about 4 miles up Payson Canyon, and it is on the right side if you're going up the canyon, or on the west side. There is a deceptive sign that points from Mapledale that is actually overflow parking that points you the wrong way. Go past that sign and that's where you are.
Now, for those of you who may not know where Payson Canyon is, I'm sure as a Utah resident, you've heard of the famous Mount Nebo Loop, that gorgeous loop that folks talk about in the fall, the beautiful leaves. Camp Mapledale is nestled right off that. Now, Nicole, if they're not very good with directions, I just use my phone. Will your phone get you to Camp Mapledale if I type in Camp Mapledale in Google Maps or Apple Maps?
Yes, it will. It's also on my homepage for Mapledale. Directions on
that's how to right. UtahScouts.org/Mapledale. There is a link to a Google Map there. Well, everybody that's listening today, they are most curious about the theme. Everybody knows that every year is a different theme at day camp. So Nicole, introduce to us the theme for 2025.
Sure. Our theme this year is Invention Convention. And we at Mapledale decided to take a little bit of a turn with that. In my opinion, everything is invented. Everything, the most common of things down to paper, was invented. And so we decided to start studying some of the things we have at camp that we take for granted, but also we decided to add an element of mystery. There will be something going on all day that we hope that the young campers, the Cub Scouts, will help us to solve our riddle by the end of the day. But again, we're going to use a little bit of the scientific process, a little bit of trial and error, a lot of STEM. But again, I'm a big fan of sneaky learning. Some kids jump up and down excited when they hear the word STEM, and other kids shut down because they think school. But don't worry, nothing about this is school. It's fun.
It sounds exciting. So, Claire, what are some of the creative twists that our guests at Camp Maple Dell can expect with this creative theme? Nicole's got me intrigued, so tell us a little bit more.
Well, with each of these stations, we've tried to imagine how we can incorporate inventions and the inventive process into the system. So in one of our stations, we'll be doing an egg drop station, trying to get our eggs from Johnson Farm to Robinson's store. And with that, we will have various materials that they can pack and ship and experiment with what works. And we'll have a real experience where they can see if their thoughts worked.
Now, Claire, did I just hear you say experience?
Yes, you did.
Very, very good, Claire.
It wouldn't be Cub Scouts if there wasn't puns.
True. That is true.
Can I have a round of applause?
Now, for those of you who are listening, you cannot see Nicole and Claire, but here on the video screen, they just did a traditional Cub Scout cheer where they were clapping their hands in a circle, a round of applause.
Oh my God.
To interrupt, Claire. Go ahead.
It's good. So while we're enjoying the outdoors with this theme, we're going to be out in nature. We're going to be able to see and experience the trees and the beauty of Maple Dell. And we're going to get to play on the lake. We're going to get to do all of the favorites like BB guns and archery and getting out on the rowboats. But the other stations will also incorporate these fun adventure elements. So, you know, we'll be talking about innovations in camping and enjoying the outdoors and how tents have changed over the years and how walking poles and how we can always improve on different ideas. And we'll have examples of those innovations and evolutions of ideas throughout camp. And so we're super excited to just experiment and play and enjoy hours of screen-free entertainment.
I think that's a reason why folks send their kids to camp for the day is to get that screen-free environment. Now, Nicole, tell me, how does this theme of invention convention tie in with some of the values of leadership and exploration that scouting is best known for?
Well, I guess one of the things we're going to do is in several of our stations, we're going to work as teams. Part of being a team is listening to others, communicating with others, and working together. Most kids will tell you in high school and college how much they hate being put into group projects. But the reality is, group projects are just mirrors of leadership opportunities. Of course, in scouting, leadership is a major portion of all advancement. On the way to Eagle, you have to have various leadership roles. So we're going to really focus on putting them in groups and watching them work through some problems. The egg drop station is a really good example. We're going to put them in two or three to a group. And some people are going to think that, you know, putting foam in a box is going to save the egg. And someone else is going to think putting straw in the box is going to, and they're going to have to go, well, that didn't work. But with failure, she and I are big fans of the term safe failures. With failure, you learn what didn't work, but you also learned what did, and it may not have been your idea.
Right.
So you really are going to be using the scientific method.
Yes.
With these various activities. I like
Absolutely.
It.
And also the kids will have an opportunity to learn from each other because they may see that their idea didn't work, but someone else's did. And so they can learn and grow. So, okay, well, how would I do this differently if I were to do it again? But then they also, the inverse is also true. They may think that their idea is like their idea may work phenomenally and it may be out of the box and something that we didn't think. Maybe it's a combination of materials. Maybe it's, you know, packing it tighter or, you know, dense versus less dense. They may come up with all sorts of different variations. And I'm hopeful that the kids will also see that there's more than one way to be successful and more than one way to come at problems because it's not always just black and white. There's lots of different ways to make it work.
So, Claire, I am stuck on this idea of an egg drop. We are recording this podcast the 1st of March, and I know that eggs are astronomical as far as prices right now. This is going to be a valuable lesson for these kids to experience. So we're talking about egg drops. What other hands-on learning are the kids going to be able to experience as they go from station to station during day camp?
Well, the kids always love what we call the big three, the rowboats, the BB guns, and the archery. And at each of those stations, they get the opportunity to learn how to safely work the equipment that's in that area. And they also have the opportunity to try it out, to experiment, you know, how to hold the bow, how to do it differently so that they can make it work for them. Out in the boats, every year, there's always a learning curve. A lot of the kids have not had a lot of opportunity to be out on the lake. And so there's a learning curve for how to figure out how to row forward, how to turn, and those kinds of things. And they will get to experience by doing. Some of our other stations will incorporate elements of forensics. So we are going to have fingerprinting. We're going to be using some trial and error, fingerprinting and matching and figuring out what is going to work to help solve the mystery that goes throughout the theme of the day. So every station will be interactive and active. Again, screens don't work at camp. We get to be hands-on. There isn't another option. We're not learning by video or by somebody else's experience. We are right in the thick of it.
Even our hike this year has hands-on opportunities. This year, we are going to have inventions that were originally created and inventions where they are now that assist in hiking. And we're going to give the kids a chance to try some of this stuff. They're going to learn a little bit about who created some of the tools that we use in hiking and mountaineering while they're out, just to try them out and experiment. Because again, how much do you learn just by trying and using? And you know, most time it's don't touch. Touch. Go ahead and touch all you want.
Absolutely.
Well, Nicole and Claire, I don't know about you, but when I've got a question, I quickly turn to Google. And it sounds like these kids are going to be turning to each other to figure out how to solve these various problems. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's turn the page here and get into some of the nitty-gritty details that some of our leaders may be asking themselves or wondering as they're preparing for their day camp. Nicole, how about you take a minute or two to describe the typical schedule? So walk us through, as soon as I drive my vehicle into the parking lot, what do I do next and what do I need to expect moving forward for the next several hours?
Well, I'm going to start with the morning, but I am going to touch on the afternoon a little bit or the twilight. The biggest, most important thing I recommend to leaders if they want to have a successful day is to get there at the beginning of registration. Registration starts at 7:30, and at 7:50, we gather for opening ceremonies. Most people underestimate how long it takes to get 20 kids out of a car. 20 kids to get a wristband, because we give them a wristband. And as soon as you get in the parking lot, you're going to see us. We're right there. And they are directed to a place to park. Then they come over to the table. We check in, make sure we've got everyone accounted for. We give them a wristband. And that helps for safety to know who's supposed to be in camp. And then we direct them. We give them a staff member who leads them to a picnic area to put their picnic supplies. Or they can leave it in their car if they would prefer to do that. And all of that probably takes about 15 minutes because there are a lot of little people to account for. And inevitably, someone has to go to the bathroom and someone forgot something in the car. And so it's about 15 to 20 minutes just getting out of the car and getting to the picnic area. While it does say that our schedule is 7:30 to 7:50 for registration and check-in, coming at 7:50 really makes a really rough start for leaders. So I really encourage getting there at the beginning of the registration time. Then from 7:50 to 8:15, so about 25 minutes, we have opening ceremonies. Our opening ceremonies are fun. It's one of the favorite parts. The kids are silly and ridiculous. It's one of my favorite things about camp is it's a safe place for silly. And we sing loud, rambunctious songs. We introduce the theme. We talk about safety and rules. And we talk about how to appropriately respect our flag, how to salute, and so on and so forth. Right after that, we begin our day. Our day starts at our first rotation begins at 8:20. Each group has a camp friend who they will be assigned to, who will get them to their first station, and they will be told where they'll be going by that friend. So they'll go every 30 minutes, they'll do an activity. And sometimes that activity is starting off on the hike, or sometimes it's starting off in archery. And there's going to be 7 different groups. Groups over 20 will be asked to potentially divide into 2 smaller groups. Not always, but we try really hard to keep our groups about 20. So one might go to archery and one might go to BB's. But every 30 minutes, there'll be a bell ringing. We'll talk more about that during our opening ceremony. We have a big bell at camp, and every 30 minutes, someone rings the bell and it says, you have 5 minutes to go to your next station. Again, we have a friend who will take them to the next station, and they will do 5 of those 30-minute sessions doing something fun in every single session, in every single station. And then after 5, we will have a 30-minute lunch break. Everyone goes back, refills, fuels up, plays on the ropes course. Some play volleyball, some play various other games. We do leave those out. And then at the very end of lunch, some staff member will come out. Usually it's me or Claire, and they will help the campers to work on the mystery of the day. And we'll have a little bit of a talk and see if anyone's noticed anything peculiar, kind of do a group discussion on what's going on. And then the bell rings again, and it's time for 2 more sessions. We have 2 more rotations, rather, and they're going to go finish up. They're never going to miss out. Now, does that mean that we get to do everything every time? No. Unfortunately, lightning happens, and we have to be mindful of safety first. But Claire and I have worked so hard that if ever someone has to go to a safe location for an activity instead of their planned one, for example, you cannot go out on boats in lightning. And we do come up with activities that you can do. We have wood boats that they can make, and we do wood boat races, and they can take those home with them. We have activities at every single station that is different. This year, we've done something significantly different in that we have moved archery to an indoor or a much larger pavilion, so it will not have to discontinue during thunder or during lightning. It will continue to run during. So there's an activity we have found a way to continue. And there are quite a few that we have found a way to continue. Now, for the twilight session, it's 3 o'clock to 3:15 is our registration time, our check-in time. So it's really, really important to be there at 3 o'clock ready for us, because we can get you checked in quickly. We just need you to be ready when you get there. Again, 5 rotations of activities, and then we're going to have a meal. Of course, by then it'll be dinner time, 2 more, and then at the end we will have a closing ceremony again. We thank them for coming. We show the kids 1 more silly song or a skit. And we usually bring the flag down in the evening unless there's a problem with the weather, which by that point it will be down anyway. And then, of course, the trading post is always open for 1 more quick soda or whatever it is before everyone heads home.
Well, Nicole, goodness, this is going to be an action-packed day. And it sounds like if your group is coming in the morning or night, goodness, those staff, they're going all day, 2 sessions a day. This is incredible. Tell me, how do you get your staff so excited to host all these kids all day?
Well, it's funny you'd bring that up. I was thinking about my staff numbers this year. And I believe at the moment, not including siblings that are finally grown up old enough, I believe I'm about 95% of my staff are coming back this year.
That's terrific. My staff, so it sounds like they enjoy coming to camp every summer.
They really do. Yeah, we have a really good tradition of loyalty in that sense.
Now, Claire, Nicole talked about a lunch or a dinner. Do we need to bring that? What should we be bringing? Do we bring that as a group? Do we have every individual prepare something? Tell us a little bit more.
Absolutely. Each group can kind of decide what they want to do, but camp will not be providing meals for the Cub Scouts and the day camp campers. We only have the facilities to be able to feed our staff, not everyone else also. So you will need to bring something, whether that's everybody brings their own sack meal, like sandwiches or Lunchables or something along those lines, or if you choose to do a group meal where you work together with your group.
Not grills. That was something requested last year.
Yep. It needs to be something that is self-contained. We don't have kitchens. We don't have grills. We can't have fires. So if it's something that needs to be warm, it probably needs to be in a thermos or something along those lines, because we really don't have means of preparing for the number of campers. We can't prepare meals for the number of campers that are there in the time that we have. Even we have one microwave in camp. So if we have 200 kids in camp that want to warm up some soup, we absolutely cannot accommodate that. We just don't have the space.
So it sounds like groups need to prepare. I like the idea of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, some chips, a drink. My mom used to throw my favorite candy bar in there, a Snickers.
Yep. I'm a big fan of the applesauce pouches and cheese sticks, grab and go snacks. And let's be honest, the kids are so excited to be there that it's hard to get them to sit down to eat an actual real meal anyway. So it's a lot of easy to eat kid friendly foods, and, you know, bring what your kids will eat. Bring what they enjoy. We've had groups bring packs of cookies or boxes of chips, and as well as, you know, sandwich making stuff or Lunchables type things. So you just have to be able to feed your kids and keep them fueled and hydrated. We do have water stations where they can refill their water bottles and things. And our camp store does have some treats and sodas and drinks that they can purchase if they would like. But we have water all throughout camp. We want to keep the kids hydrated and having a good time, because it's no fun if somebody gets sick.
Right.
So if the kids all bring their own water bottle, it sounds like there's plenty of places to fill up.
Absolutely.
Throughout the day. Keep them hydrated. That is important. Now, Nicole, we've kind of talked about a typical day, the various rotations. We just covered lunch. Tell me, how do we know if we've got enough leaders? What's the minimum that's required? And based on your observation over the last several years, what are the
minimum that's required, and it's both Cub Scouts and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, requires a minimum of 2 leaders.
Okay.
In all honesty, it becomes complicated with just 2 leaders when you have more than about 10 kids. Maybe you can do 15, and of course you're going to know the needs of your group better than most of us. But after about 10, it becomes complicated. We're always mindful of youth protection. And of course, there's a challenge if someone needs to run back to the car. And now we have one leader with one kid. And so then we send up one of our staff with them or something like that. And so I really recommend 3, but 2 is the minimum requirements. And of course, when you hit 20, I recommend 4 or 5 and so on.
So it's a good idea to shoot for about a 5-kid-to-1 adult ratio. So if you've got a group of 80, then you need 4 adults. We have had groups that big. And obviously, as Nicole mentioned, we split them up into smaller groups so that they're not all 80 are not trying to do one element at a time. So yeah, 5-to-1 is a good ratio. And then if there's other needs, maybe some special needs, maybe some extra, if you need extra, by all means, bring extra adults so that everybody can have a fun time.
Plan ahead and it'll be that much more fun. Claire, do you want to take a minute to describe we talked about some of the fun the kids would be having. As we know, scouting is fun with a purpose. And so for our Cub Scout participants or Reblos participants or Arrow of Light participants, can they expect to cover any requirements at each of these stations?
Absolutely. As we've been discussing the program and developing it, we've been looking at the Cub Scout requirements, at the Weeblos requirements. We've been looking at primary activity days, areas of development, and we try to incorporate elements of those programs into our program. We also can't guarantee that everybody gets everything passed off, but most get pretty far in their advancements. The reason we can't guarantee it is because each of our staff members is going to cover things just a little bit differently. The groups and the group dynamic kind of changes what materials they can cover, how deep they can go into it. But each area has been developed with the idea that there are advancement opportunities worked and included in that area. So we at least an introduction, if not an outright pass off of some of those requirements in scouting and in the primary days, activity days program.
Something else I would recommend for Cub Scout leaders is to read over the various requirements, because there are so many requirements that are easily passed off just walking around camp. pointing at different leaves, pointing about different evidences of animals, and being familiar with that makes it a lot easier for you in the end. And it's just a knowledge and a familiarity with the advancement requirements really does help.
That's a good point, Nicole. If the leaders review those requirements, they can help pass those off throughout the day. Now, where can our leaders go to find a list of those possible requirements that are going to be passed off during the day?
In the Maple Dell Adventure Guide, we have a list of all the requirements that we will aim to pass off. Most of the time, we get everything done. Again, occasionally, if the weather's a problem, we might run into that. But for the most part, even when the weather's a problem, we try to get everyone still in the water by rearranging the rotations, the time, and so on and so forth. But the Adventure Guide is where you would find that list.
Is there a trading post at Camp Maple Dell? Can my group expect to get souvenirs or candy, snack on the way home?
There is.
Okay.
We have a camp store or the trading post. Cub Scouts are more familiar with the term trading post, and it seems to confuse a lot of our activity day kids. So it is a camp store as well. And of course, we have all kinds of drinks, all kinds of water, lots and lots of snacks. And then we also have souvenirs, trinkets. Probably the thing I'm most excited about this year is we have some new knives. And they are really cool looking, some nice colors, nice, better quality knives that I've seen in a while. So I'm kind of excited about our new knives.
Now tell me, as a parent, for those that are listening, how much should I send my kid with? A couple dollars? Is that going to be enough? Or should I send them with a little bit more?
About $30 to $50 is a pretty good bet for most kids.
Do you have the equipment up there to accept credit cards?
We totally do. We can take any form of money, yeah.
Perfect. Well, Nicole, Claire, this has been a wonderful opportunity to learn more about Camp Maple Dell and the day camp programs. Let's begin to wrap it up. Why choose Maple Dell versus some of the other programs that are offered during the summer in my local community?
Well, I actually was doing a little research on that today. And the one thing I've noticed is there's a lot of recreation opportunities, a lot of games, time-filling camps, but I don't know that it's necessarily learning while playing. And that is a big, big push for me, is how often we can experience something and not even realize we're learning. Not to mention, to be real honest, this is literally one of the most beautiful places in Utah. You will just have experiences you just won't have at most summer camps. Honestly, I love that we can have opportunities to have patriotic moments. Not a lot of schools or various social activities have patriotic moments. We have some leaders who stand up and talk about the proper way to stand and salute and recognize our flag. And so I just really like that we're learning and having fun doing it. We have a lot of fun. I really encourage everyone to sign up, get their groups up here.
One of my favorite things about Camp Maple Dell is that it's not a huge time commitment. Some of the activities that are out there seem to absolutely monopolize your time. You know, they're several weeks long or they're multiple days. This is a one-day adventure that's a very good value for the money. For the cost of day camp, you get 6 hours of screen-free fun and entertainment, where the kids are learning and experiencing and also get to be outside and in one of the most beautiful places. It is my favorite thing to listen to the happy noises that come from the kids enjoying the camp when they're out on the boats and they're laughing and they're giggling and they're squealing and they're having a great time on the different elements of camp and in the activities. It's amazing to get that. And I love that all of the kids don't even think about their phones or their screens or their video games for that moment of time.
Yeah, it's there isn't Wi-Fi available to the kids up there, but interestingly enough, kids never ask us for the Wi-Fi. It's the leaders.
And as a leader, I can only imagine the peace of disconnecting for just a few hours and spending that quality time with the kids they're bringing to camp. That's wonderful. Now, Nicole, if I have any questions, tell me where again I can find some more information.
If you go to the Maple Dell page, is contact information for Nicole's number is on there. So you can call Nicole directly. You can also email. We're happy to answer any questions. We're excited to have the kids come this year. And the information is right there on the website. And they can find lists of what they need in the what they need to pack, what they need to bring. And truly, the adventure guide is that resource.
So again, if I understood that right, I can go to utahscouts.org/MapleDell and find that information.
Yeah, that's the one.
I want to thank you two so much for joining us today. I know as we're recording this, there's less than 90 days till camp begins. I can only imagine how excited you and your team are.
It's
going to be a great summer.
We're really excited.
Many of our staff have countdowns on their phone.
They do.
So look forward to camp. We do too. We rearrange our whole summer so that we can do this experience and offer this for the community. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you guys. Thank you for that love and devotion that you two lead with. For those of you who are listening, make sure you check out the registration details again at utahscouts.org/MapleDell. Don't miss out on this chance to experience day camp with your kids. That's all for us today on today's episode of Miles of Impact. Be sure to follow us for more inspiring stories and helpful resources for your scouting experience. Until next time, let's continue to make an impact.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Miles of Impact. Together, we're building a legacy of service, adventure, and leadership that reaches every corner of our community. Want to learn more about how scouting makes a difference? Visit us online at utahscouts.org and be part of the journey. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, family, and fellow scouters, because every mile we travel together. Until next time, keep making an impact and keep the adventure alive.